on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast, your new source for information regarding Mafia Wars from Zynga. Pistol Pete from Spockholm.
Live long and prosper.
And tonight I have with me Chainsaw Chester, Jana, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars loot lady.
What's everybody up to tonight?
Nothing.
Same old stuff.
We just finished the Maverick game and are awaiting Chester still.
I didn't even watch it.
Obviously they won, right?
As everybody could tell from my shout out last week that I could have cared less which team won, so it didn't matter. So,
you know, I actually got a comment on my page when I put the show up and somebody wrote that you made them cry because you went for the wrong team.
Yeah, well, apparently they didn't listen because I said it wouldn't have mattered.
And I told them that you were just irritated because we waited.
Yeah, and we're waiting again. Thank you,
yes.
Mavericks.
Thank you, Mavericks.
Shout out goes to the Mavericks. Thanks for wasting a half an hour or 45 minutes of my time waiting on Chester.
Well, look at it this way. You won't have to wait through game 7 now.
That's true.
Is it all over?
It's over.
Oh, so, okay, good. So we're
so
not
they
going
are
to
the
deal
champions.
With this next
yeah. They are the champions.
Okay.
So now he'll have to come up with another excuse.
And I like
so.
How we got to announce the championship and not Chester.
Yeah.
And that's
no
what
Mavericks.
He
yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to the Mavericks. Way to go. Woohoo!
He's busy spamming. So how's your week been?
Who, me?
You.
My week's been pretty good. It's been, I didn't have a whole lot going on. And then my boys went off to camp, talked about that. And then we had an ice cream social tonight, so that was kind of nice.
Nice. I love that. You can have all kinds of ice cream.
Yeah, I didn't go overboard, though. I had some homemade strawberry ice cream. So
yum.
It was very good, though. So, and then I squeezed in a little Mafia Wars here and there. Like the mission events because I can ramp up my leveling pretty quick during those time periods. So I leveled, like, you know, 23 times or something.
Nice. So just today or this weekend?
Just this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Those get me to play, too. Although we shouldn't admit to this, because then they're going to give us more missions.
I don't mind them, you know, again, I don't mind them staggered. I just don't want them on top of each other.
Right.
And I was already finished with the ferry passes thing when they extended it, so that didn't affect me at all.
And I think we're all done with everything else, right? So what else is there to do? But
waiting
just
on,
to
well, waiting on Brazil.
Exactly.
We got three new districts coming.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, Jen, someone asked me, what is the consumable that we want to stock up on now?
Everybody's asking that, and we don't know.
Okay. So just random.
You know, if history repeats itself, like with Vegas and Italy, we saw in the later districts and regions that were open that some of the consumables from the previous districts and regions were needed. So I've just been doing the
gas
ones
cans
the later.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
And the
I've
ones you can
looking.
Make in your workshop.
Right.
Right.
I've been trying to run the, what do you call the property light?
Yes.
Because I'm really, really bad at crafting. And I feel bad because I always preach that, you know, you get skill points. You should do this every day. And then I'll go like weeks without crafting anything. But I am impressed with how they're changing. You know, I've been seeing so much changes based off what people complained about.
Yeah.
Which the rollout on the fight module is really surprising me on how long it's taking.
Longer than normal.
Well, they said it would take about 7 days, which I felt that was longer than normal. But now it's been, I don't know how many days it's been, maybe 2 weeks now.
And
yeah,
still,
I'd
a
say.
Lot of people don't have it. And you know what else I learned this week that a lot of people don't have yet is the secret stash.
Oh, the one where we drag and drop?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nope, the drag and drop one. And another thing with the new fight module is there are no secret stash drops on that. So I'm really hoping that when everyone has the new fight module, those will be just gone because everyone hates that feature because it doesn't work. It would be nice if it did work.
Yeah.
So it would be nice just to get rid of that.
Well, I will say this, that if they're listening, the one thing that we've really appreciated from a scripting community was the type of data that they send back and the format in which they send it. And I know they're going through trying to make a lot of changes now to meet the needs of the players you know, just from an aesthetic standpoint on the in the user interface. But if they're ever thinking that they're going to help scripters, then going back to what's called JSON requests would be very handy to us when we're dealing with calls to fighting. They were all there, and then they kind of pulled some, and then they put some back, and it's been kind of cloudy and messy, but that would be very handy for us. I'm trying to think for the Spockholm report what we've really got going on this week, and I can't picture anything big, but I will talk about something that I found to be of value this week. And it actually talks about a Spocklet that we have, and then it talks about a bookmarklet that somebody else does. And this is the Mafia Manager. And for those that don't remember, a while back we released several different Spocklets that use local storage to track different things, stats history, inventory history, and one of them was the Mafia Manager, which basically goes to your My Mafia page and loads up your Mafia. You know, there's 20 people per page, and it loads them, you know, one page at a time. And then it takes a snapshot of those individuals with their stats at that moment. And there's an option in there to look at who's inactive. And inactive is qualified as that their stats haven't increased or decreased over the course of whatever the last selection time you're looking at. And so I went in and I did about a 3-week window, and I figured if someone hadn't played for 3 weeks, then, you know, they're probably not worth having in my family anymore and so on. And I've many times hit the 5,000 Facebook requests, and I get a lot of requests from people at Spockholm that are daily players and they want to be part of my family and such, and I just don't have room. So I actually went out there and I ran the module, went to the inactive players. And down at the bottom of the inactive players is a box with all the Facebook IDs of those inactive players. And what you can do is copy and paste those out. You'll then take in that entire list of inactive players and go to your Facebook Edit Friends page. And on your Edit Friends page, you will actually launch a bookmarklet that is released by a gentleman out there called Scruffy, called PR Facebook Remove Friends. You'll find it pretty easy. Just go search for Scruffy Mafia Tools on Google, and you'll get a link to his bookmarklet page. And on there, look for the one that says Facebook Remove Friends. And what it will do is it'll give you a little box that looks a lot like Jay Grabball. And in it, you just paste in all those Facebook addresses, and then you go ahead and start that. And what it will do then at that point is actually start removing every one of those Facebook IDs as Facebook friends. So, you know, you might want to do a cursory scan through the list of people that it shows. But all in all, you can go in and remove, you know, I removed about 2,500 people, and I looked down through the list and I didn't see maybe two people that I was concerned about losing. And if I remove people that, you know, are active players, and, you know, I'm sure I'll get a request to add them back again. Plus, I'll go now scan my listing of Mafia friends on my Mafia page to see if there's anybody in there that, you know, I probably want to add back before I use remove non-friends from the my Mafia page. But anyway, I thought that was something that was interesting for those people that struggle with having a lot of people in their Mafia. And, you know, you're always asked the question of, well, if they're not playing anymore. And I would imagine that if someone hasn't updated their stats, you know, by reaching new levels or whatever in a 3-week window, then it's pretty safe to say that you know, active players anymore. So that was my little cleanup routine I did.
Hey, Jen, do you have a segment or something that you're going to do tonight?
Yeah, but really there hasn't been that much. We got a new mission, and it's actually a nicer mission than we've seen. I didn't run into any bugs. There were none of those mission request links you had. Well, if you used the Lincolnator, you could make. But you know how you have to ask your Mafia to help you with missions, and then they never respond to your request. And then when you post the mission link request, you sometimes get a good return on that. None of those. It's straight up, do this job, you know, make a car. And so it went fairly smoothly. And there's 8 parts. And the loot item is pretty cool. But there's some high-energy Brazil jobs, so I think people that don't have a lot of energy aren't going to want to do it.
Hey, did this other one, Staten Island, close already?
Yes, mm-hmm. That was the next to discuss.
I'm guessing
I had one more job to finish.
Oh.
And I ran out of those stupid-ass fairies.
You're bumming.
Not the gay people, but the fairy passes.
Well, they extended it 3 days, which it was. I thought it was going to go through today, which is Sunday. Mm. So that's over. Now, if those of you who ice a lot probably have a buttload of ferry passes that will be no good to you.
Yep. No good at all. So
can't
sorry,
trade them. Can't.
Can I gift them?
Nope. They're stuck. You're stuck with them.
Yeah, like my parade balloons?
Yep. Before the
speaking of that, I'll be back in a second.
Perfect. Maybe they'll make them. I think they should come up with a use for them. Or
I
get
think
them
he's
going to
do a Maverick parade.
That's right. I'm going to use them on my Maverick parade.
So we kind of talked about the family problems that we've seen so far. One common thing, because they're done like the gift requests, is people are getting invites to join families, and they're accepting them, not knowing really what they are. They're running a script to accept their gifts, and then they find themselves in a family, and there some people are freaking out. It's very easy.
Teach y'all to run scripts. Or Spockless. Well, I don't know. What the hell are they?
Depends on which brand.
Right. The script I'm referring to is Jay Grabball that accepts your Facebook request gifts. So anyways, they're in a family. You can only be in one at a time, and you can only join one a day. So if you're already in one, this won't affect you. If you don't want to be in a family and you keep finding yourself in one, all you have to do is go to your family's page through the My Mafia tab and go find your name, and there's a red X next to it, just like on our operations. Click on it and remove yourself, and you're out of the family.
Oh.
It's very easy, and it is a problem. A lot of people don't know that because they get the list, and they don't realize if they scroll through it, they're going to find themselves.
Yeah. I stepped down as godmother.
Of the family you made?
I just really wanted to try the module out. So I did give it to the person that originally started that group. Mm-hmm.
You might have broken the record for the fastest step down of a godmother.
I know. I posted in there, after long consideration, I'm stepping down as godmother.
How funny.
It's been a whole 12 hours.
Yeah,
I
might do the same thing and let, you know, someone who's more serious and has more time to devote to it.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
that's
like
what
Chester.
I yeah.
No.
Yeah, like I've got more freaking time than God.
You only have time for the Mavericks.
Yeah. Damn straight NBA champions.
We already talked about it, so it's old news.
You're going to hear about it more.
No, I was going to stop us because I knew if he came in, we would still go back.
No, because I like how we announced it before Chester.
Yeah, we broke the news, although we didn't get to say that Dirk was the MVP. So there, I did it.
Well, Dirk was. That's okay because I outed it all on my page.
I think we might as well just combine my segment into this discussion because they really want people to get back into fighting. They need to get that stable, and they need to open it up to all players. So that
I tell you what I do like about that is the ability to find the people that took your ice, and then you go in and beat it out of them.
That's annoying. There's a problem right now.
Oh, hell to the no. That is absolute greatness.
Oh, especially when you can get revenge.
Because you douchebags that come and steal my ices, I now have the ability to find out who you are.
Well, they're not doing it.
And then come beat your ass.
Yeah, but if Chester's actually playing,
that sucks being you. If you can't take the heat, quit.
Well, I
just go rob people.
I think they should give us the ability to turn that on or off. I cannot.
Hell no.
Dealing with that pop up. It's.
I also want to see it when you a holes rob me. I'm going to come back after you, too.
Well, you can do that by going through your player updates for the past hour.
Yeah, so. You know how many
I know, I'm just kidding.
Attacks I get from the fight list? You guys don't even show up in your robbery things.
Yeah, to Jen's point, though, I agree. I don't like the pop-up, but I don't mind knowing that.
No, I don't.
You know,
I like
who the person was that stole my ice.
They should put it on the module itself.
Right. So you should have a log.
Yes. That I will agree with. Yeah. Is that if you want to display it differently, that's great. But
yeah, I don't want
that functionality. Don't take it away.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I like it. I just don't like that pop-up when you're trying to blow through stamina manually. And then every 2 seconds that thing comes up. How many ice stealers are out there? A lot.
That's true. Now, here's the other thing that I wish that they would be able to do. I like the ability for them to, as they have in beta, when you're looking at somebody's profile, you're able to copy the profile link. If you can just allow us, when we ice somebody, to copy who we iced, like as soon as you say, do you want to share it? It comes up with that window. Just let us copy that piece. Don't even pop up that stupid ass window anymore. We don't want to share the crap. Because if I'm blowing through 3,000, 4,000 stamina, I don't have time to keep clicking that button, copying it, going over to another page, pasting it, and go. That is such a time suck. It is a huge time vampire. So if you guys allow us to just click a button that says copy, let me paste it somewhere and keep killing.
Or if they would make the ability to have you post, have it go, they're working on some kind of auto-posting now for some of the other functions in the game. Well, if they could make an auto-post to the wall you tell it to, that would work. And I know Alex has a tool that can do that. So I don't see why they couldn't do it in the game, too.
Yeah, the only problem with auto-posting is it's just one more spam thing on a wall. I don't want to post every ice I get. Actually, my particular case, because I'm not in a family and I don't care about the icing part. I mean, other than for requirements.
You're in the Spock. You're Spockholm. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm not in a fighting family. I guess I should have qualified.
Yeah, you're just dissed your family.
You're not in a real family. No.
I'm in a real family. with almost 100 members.
Oh, you opened it up?
Yeah.
That's so gay. We're going to come after you now.
Yeah, whatever.
It's on. He's going to get you.
It's on.
Anyway, if they're going to put in an option to do auto-posting, then they need to put in an option to turn it off, too. I like Chester's idea of being able to just copy and paste it quickly and move on, which then gets to my point, which is why not just make a log that all the ices on all the revenge posts go in, and then you can go pull up that log at any given moment and then post straight from the log or click a link to go find the turkey that stole your ice. I mean, that would be much faster and much more convenient.
They should just let us turn them off. If you're a fighter and you want to post that stuff, fine. If you don't, you don't.
Right. And make it like turning off your boost, like just a little on-off switch there.
Yeah.
Another greatness thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Love that.
And they added the boosts, the new ones that add 25% to your attack or your defense. Those were actually giftable. Now, people get confused. If they're on the free gift page and you can send one a day to however many of your Mafia members, that's not the same thing as being giftable as you can put it on your wish list and send a buttload over from your energy account to your main account. Well, they were, and you could put them on your wish list, and they removed that ability just like with the energy boosts. And that had to do because loot sellers were selling them in bulk, which is a big form of evidence to Zynga that cloning scripts are out there, because how else would you get that many of them?
There
or a sweatshop, or maybe sweatshops, but you still, the most you could accept in a day and per account would be 600. So I don't know if that would be possible to get it where you can offer 10,000 for like $50. But now nobody can sell them because they're not giftable, only through your free gifts. So if you really like these boosts, you can get 600 a day if you use the Getinator Bagman Mugger combo.
Badman Mugger?
Bagman. Mugger. The Mugger.
You don't understand the terminology because you don't use scripts.
So?
But it's just some script jargon.
Yeah, script talk.
But have you used any of those boosts yet?
No, I have one turned off.
Well, turn one on and attack someone. It's kind of fun because they actually fixed the display errors we were having with the fight module. So when you have it turned on and you have one and you attack someone, like your skills like are really high and it's cool.
Save them for a rainy day.
Yeah. What's really cool, only because I've been pushed, you all know I'm a contributing writer to the official Mafia Wars blog.
Right.
But you don't work
for Zynga.
No, I don't work for Zynga.
get that out there and make it clear that you don't actually work for Zynga. You don't have an employee number. You don't get paid by them.
No, it's all contract work. It's like I'm a freelance writer. Anyone could hire me to write something for them if they need be. And just when times they need help, it's not like I do it all the time. One thing that used to annoy the crap out of me was the stupid community news and release notes that are in our game, and you go to the page and you see that it's been a year since it's been updated, or December 8th was the last official release notes in the game. Now, they were on the Mafia Wars blog, and they do a good job in the Mafia Wars blog. They don't get everything posted, but they do post enough to kind of see what's new and what's coming. And Nate actually wrote a huge post about the questions that the PAC has been bringing up. Mm-hmm. So it's an informative piece of work. And players that don't come to these fan sites like we have, they wouldn't have any other way to get information. Well, now when you click on the game news link from your account drop bar, it goes to the Mafia Wars blog, and those updated news pages are gone. So that's, I like it. You guys might not care, but I liked it.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Chester doesn't do the forums either.
No, that's why Chester never knows anything, and he has to ask us.
He depends on you for that.
What?
For information, late breaking
that
news,
is true.
Whatnot.
That can be the end of me.
No, don't really? Let it be the end of you.
No, well, I would
say yes. So I keep messing with the Mafia Wars family module more and more, and there's basically nothing to it still.
Yeah, what's there to mess with? Like, you started
nothing,
your family.
Absolutely nothing. Okay. I keep going in there, poking around, hoping to God that something would change, and it does not change.
No.
We've had some people do that they'll jump the family, which means that they'll actually go in there and take somebody else's tag.
Yeah.
Oh, that's just funny as hell, actually.
Yeah.
But, but it's rude. And I'm sure Zynga will jump in and help out. As long as you can say that, yes, I am the established family. So they can look at the Facebook pages and you can go from there. So, I mean, I thought about doing that myself. And then I was like, no, that's just, it's funny as hell, but no. At the end of the game, at the end of the day, it's just not right. So I didn't do it. But you have some people doing that. Again, you still can't change the family names if you screw it up. You have to go to Zynga support and ask them. Do they actually still have support?
It's not, the live chat for me has not been open in a while. I don't know what the deal is there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's the weekend. Tomorrow, when the work week starts, I'm hoping that they'll fix a lot of things and help us. Right?
I think we just have to be patient and let it evolve.
Yeah, it's going to evolve. It's just,
it's
just
that
they do need to fix some things. I still have, I'm sitting at 100 requests. As soon as I ignore them all, I get 100 more.
Oh, brother.
I have that, too.
So but I have it's just, well, you've got to ignore them because you don't allow people in the family. Now, like an AdMe group like Spockholm, they wouldn't care. I mean, they bring in.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're a very limited family. Actually, I'm not even tagged. I just
well,
like
I can see that about for families like you that have criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well, most of the families out there have criteria to get in. They're usually close families.
Yipsy.
So,
Spock.
On.
Like you have to use scripts.
Yeah.
So there's a requirement.
Restaurant scripts.
And you know, Pete, there's going to be a rumor that anybody with the Spock home tag is going to get their account banned.
Yeah, that's some weight for that one, too.
I like the ability to change the, not the tagline, but what is
the message?
The message at the top. I like the ability to do that because we can post stuff in there whenever we want to.
Uh-huh.
We got to make tiers, though. I mean, if I elevate somebody to underboss and I want them to be consig, or if I want them to be boss, it's either you're an underboss or you're the godfather or you're a soldier.
And there's no limit on underbosses, correct?
Right. They changed that.
I haven't seen one.
There was three, and they changed it to unlimited.
See, you can make your whole family an underboss, and that's silly.
Yeah, it's dumb as a brick. In less than a month, it's going to be 2 years that I've been Godfather of Mick.
Wow.
How long have we been together?
Over a year. Well,
honey, we've never been together. Trust me, you'd never forget. Anyway.
Not like that.
Okay.
Like our show, the podcast. We've been going
October.
For a while.
Yeah, we started in October.
But we knew each other before that, but since we've been doing this show since October.
Because which episode is this now?
71.
Wow. And we were told we wouldn't make it past episode 12.
And here we are.
Yep.
Go figure.
Now we have the most podcasts than any other Mafia Wars podcast that ever existed.
That's right. We're the longest running Mafia Wars podcast in the world.
In the whole world.
In the universe.
And if you actually did any of the editing, you just don't know how long it really goes.
Exactly.
Oh, I think I've got an inkling.
We are definitely the longest running.
Yes, we are. Usually a couple hours.
That's right.
Our
actually, we start Friday afternoon.
Right when the other show's posted.
Finish that show right before the other one's ready to start. Yeah.
I mean, we should be proud that people are listening to us.
Well, we should be thankful that people are listening to us.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is a compliment or an insult, but I was told that we're their new South Park. I'm like, okay. I don't know what that means.
Oh my God, you killed Kenny.
Yeah, so.
We killed Singa.
We killed.
That's right.
Twice a week.
Respect my authority.
But I think they listen to us because I get comments from people I talk to from Zynga about the show. And then I notice they change things sometimes that we bring up. Like fairly after the show is released. I'm not saying it's all because of us, but.
It is.
But we're very influential.
Think about the parade balloons, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah, that had to be connected.
Still love that person that did that.
Whoever did that to me is a horrible person.
Yeah, they probably wanted to mess with us.
I know. They don't like us, Jen.
Brilliant.
I want them to add a honey badger to the animals.
Well, maybe that'll happen tomorrow now that you've asked for it. Let's see how well we can do this.
Yeah, let's see if we get a honey badger. Then we'll know for sure.
Actually, maybe Chester has to ask for it.
That's right.
Ask for a honey badger.
Why do I want one of those?
Because they're cool. They're the most fearless animal, according to the Guinness World Book of World Records.
We'll rip your heart
the Guinness
out.
World
and
Book
eat it
of
for dinner.
World Records? Is that from the redundancy department?
Sorry, I pronounced it wrong. Pete will edit it.
This ain't Zynga.
Because he has no life. He can just sit and edit hours of
content. That is correct. He does not have a life.
He lives for editing these shows.
He does. He enjoys the crap out of it, doesn't he?
I think so.
Yeah, and hats off to Pete for doing this. I mean, I tried to edit one time, and I got so busy with the family.
Left me in the freaking lurch, you bastard.
I did all that I could do, and then there was just something wrong with the encoding. I couldn't encode it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was trying, and I just couldn't. And
we
I
know.
Left, and I felt so bad. I truly, truly felt bad.
You felt so bad that you let him know 10 minutes before posting. So, Chester, anything else going on in family life?
No, actually. Everybody that was participating in the mocks that I ran, the last one that Jan and I did, go back and look at that wall.
Oh, yeah. It's on. I've already commented.
The sexes. Is there going to be a part two?
Yes.
That's what we're trying to figure out. Because y'all got your asses handed to you the first time.
No, we didn't.
Statistically speaking, it's on.
All I hear is a bunch of waka 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 coming out.
That's what we hear whenever.
Okay. Yeah. No. I've agreed to a rematch.
A rematch.
Time for the standoff. I guess that means we need to revive War Machine. Version 3.
Yeah, we haven't done one in a while, so I think we should do it.
Yeah, I'm ready to do one. I think it'd be fun.
Gives us an excuse, so. When we plan on August 1st, I don't know what day that is.
That's like forever.
Pick a day. I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time to ramp up.
First week of August.
We got to wait for Zynga to finalize all their changes to the fighting, because otherwise that's going to be a mess for us. It would be really messy if we get in the middle of the mock and everything that we built in War Machines now broke because they went in and changed some more stuff. So we'll give them a little time to work through their issues.
That's right. Okay. So let's do the first weekend in August.
Okay.
That would be the 6th and 7th?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Friday's the 5th of August.
I don't have a first weekend in August. Round 2, Battle of the Sexes.
Come down and watch Chester get beat down.
Losers versus the men. And we'll go after it again.
The 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Okay.
Let's do it. It's
Sounds like a plan.
Jen, you're going to help me this time.
Yeah, I'll try to play in it, too.
Good luck with
that. Or if I don't play, I will put my account on auto heal. Because everyone,
no.
I guess.
Oh, go ahead and put it on auto heal.
people like to attack me.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
That is perfect. I believe that is the best thing in the world you would ever be able to do is put that
Jen,
on.
We'll talk later.
For that weekend, I'll auto heal.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, you and all your girlfriends.
Okay, ladies, all of you that know that we won last time, Chester wants a rematch.
All right. Shout outs, children. I got one. To my Dallas Mavericks, it's been 30 years. You finally got the title, Dirk. You worked your ass off for 13 years. Thanks for not pulling a crybaby LeBron and bailing out on us.
Yep.
Thanks for sticking with your city and your team and hanging in there and doing this right. You deserve the MVP. Thank you.
Yes, all of Texas is happy.
Damn straight. Jana?
I'm going to give a shout out to the Heavy Hitters Mafia and to the Mile High Hitmen, which have been just a couple fun groups that I've met lately. And of course to Mig, because Chester forgot him. So
I never forget Mig.
I'm going to give a shout out to the Migwits.
Don't even say that. There's no way that I ever
the
forget
Mavericks,
my Migwits.
Mavericks took precedence over Mig.
Hey, I posted it on the Mig wall.
And the Pack wall and every and other wall that you could find.
WFAA, Dirks, Cuban,
why we were waiting for
Mavericks. I posted everywhere. Damn,
yeah, we followed your spams as we waited.
Again, my Mavs rocked. Dallas rocks. My Migs rock. Jenna used to rock.
I still rock.
How about you, Jen? What do you got?
My shout out will go to the Pack, which, what did you rename it, Pete?
Personally Assaulted Committee.
Yes.
Exactly. That's perfect.
Or the one I came up more recently was Perpetually Assaulted Committee.
Yeah.
Yeah. We get a lot of flack from the community, and we don't necessarily all get along either. Like, no. It's everyone like groups us as this one big target that of idiots. But
no, that's just you, man.
Some of us target each other.
No, we argue and mess with each other too. But
that's,
you know,
the beauty of it.
As a group, we're put down a lot, and it actually doesn't faze us. You know, obviously I'm mentioning it, so it does a little bit. And
that's
a lot,
right,
of hard work goes into it. A lot of time we have meetings with developers. We write lists. We talk to each other. That Skype room is like, it's a time sucker.
Oh my gosh. I took the whole weekend off from it.
But I think everyone that does do a lot just deserves a shout out or to be recognized, whether people like them or not.
Exactly.
So shout out to all.
So on that note, Pete...
I'm just going to give a shout-out tonight to the Spocktonians.
Awesome.
Wait a minute. I'm supposed to ask him.
But you didn't.
Cracker Jack, what are you doing?
Giving a shout-out to the Spocktonians.
Wah-wah.
That makes me sad, man.
I got Mig and Pete tonight. Woo!
Yeah.
And I got, yeah, Dirk, too. Wow, we're breaking all kinds of news here. I'm an informant. What do you want?
On that note, wrap? I think we're done.
Yeah.
I want a car, skid 'em, crash into